Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And to be as bananas as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of the sad boys.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all with
this sliggity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with the trappity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack, while the massively constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprint? To be raging youth for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid. Need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, WAQK.Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton. No, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. You Broden, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch, I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to sing to you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line, had an AK-47, a revolver, and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Sabbath made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. Mayweather's pads singing to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summon,
you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is take a singing off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can fuse it. It's not hip hop, it's hot. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with dark. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when
when it occurs to you, while I'm ripping any one of these verses, the verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, school flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades, these skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself, cause I make me do what I put my mind to, when I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky, but funky. But in my head, there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? No mistake, it's a fatal mistake. If you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation, just trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What's up, everybody? I apologize for not doing the show last week. As I said, I have a lot of going on, including this week, about preparing for this upcoming show this Sunday. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, check out WFSO King of the State 2015, 3431 West Lincoln Avenue, here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Doors open at 3. Bell time is 4 o'clock, so... And I guess, I just saw, they changed the Packer game on people the last second. So it was so that Packer game going to go on the same time as this. So most likely I know the bar will show Packer game. So this will be interesting. But hope you guys will come. We're going to crown two kings. And there are a couple of other feds that have their championships on the line. So... get a chance, come check that out. So hopefully y'all, get to enjoy it. But moving on. If some of y'all was kind of like the late news of this, Seth Rollins got injured a couple of weeks ago in Dublin, Ireland. Like a MCL, ACL, and all this stuff was just torn from his right leg because he kind of landed the wrong way. I think it was his left leg. So now they're doing this tournament. They already did they're already doing, the first rounds already happened, and now they did the quarterfinals just not too long ago on Monday Night Raw. So the semifinals is set. You got Del Rio versus Roman Reigns for this Sunday. And you also have Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose that's going to happen in the semifinals. So, and I know some people right now, they're thinking this could be destined for Roman Reigns to win it. Or it could be a flashback of what happened with The Rock, since they're related. Or they have some fans hoping that they will turn him heel. And this is a lot of mess that fans thinking. It's cool to just be maybe this would happen or this would happen. But it's don't strongly agree that it's gonna happen, and don't be believing in all some of these sources out there either. It's just if go by facts before you go by your own opinion. Because opinion, everybody has one. The fact is only one thing, and the fact would be pointing you right there. So, like I said about the Roman Reigns piece that I put on my blog, that a lot of people was reading that. It's over... hundreds and hundreds of people was reading it within the matter of since it was out. I'm just amazed at it. And like I said, thanks everybody for whoever was reading it and checking it out. And let's keep it going. Hopefully it'll grow. might have to just post it out there again. So, and plus, I do apologize for not doing any blogs this week. It's just for the same reason. So, well, back to this situation. If Roman Reigns end up winning the championship at Survivor Series, and I know some of you agree with me, but it's not going to be the end of the world. But I just hate how some of these marks act like they're going to die if he's King of the Rings. Like, are you seriously just thinking that? There is nothing wrong with him winning it, but they ought to talk about, oh, he's not ready. No, you just want somebody else to have it. If WWE thinks that somebody is ready, because, you know, they could just pick anybody to be their top guy or whatnot and probably not even be ready, but they have to, you know, keep up with what they're doing and try new things and things like that. I think that's what some people don't realize. It's like, it's not going to, like, all the changes and stuff don't happen overnight, but the thing was, it's like, last year, y'all complained that Roman Reigns should have won it. What was it, because he was, Shield was a heel at the time, and Roman Reigns was a heel? Was that it? Or it was just somebody different? So this is like right there, I'm just kind of lost with some of you guys. I really am, because it just don't make no sense at all that y'all being so mad over that. Just like, really? Like you guys complain about everything like some spoiled children. Just never let things fan out. It's just y'all over there saying that this should happen because he's a great wrestler. About to say, have you seen how everybody wrestles? Like, if nobody couldn't wrestle, they wouldn't be in the WWE, you know what I mean? It's just like WWE wouldn't pick them to, you know, wrestle. So all you people, it's not the end of the world. Nobody's going to die. So just relax. So it's like, it's not the end of the world. So please relax. Just like I was saying already, that I'm sorry, just playing a little game here, but as I was saying, that, you know, the first fans was behind him, then when he won this year at the Royal Rumble, you know, they end up against him, which is just kind of crazy. It's like, first they like him, and now they don't. It's just crazy. It's like, he wanted to hear Royal Rumble. He didn't win it because Yus Marks was just complaining that, oh, he was going to get the title. And the funny thing is, half of y'all was just like, okay, that Brock Lesnar match with him was pretty good. But y'all don't want to be champion. Yeah, y'all was cheering y'all butts off when Seth Rollins had cashed it in. Yeah, they did that so they can, like, have the fans, I wouldn't say wrestling fans, I would say smarks. They want the smarks to be happy. Well, it's like this. Like, you can't always please everybody. That's one thing. And another thing is, it's like, if you're in the business, you want your business to thrive and have, like, a good business. So it's like, how you going to have a good business and it's like, how you going to have a good business and you letting some people tell you what to do? Like, I know, like, fans will come in and support it. But there's some things you got to think financially and money-wise to have your business drive. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to, you know, the customer is always right, but you also got to do things that's right for your business as well. Because it's not always about, you know, what's... Let me just put it this way. It's fine that, you know, that, you know, you got to listen to the fans and stuff like that. That's one thing. But another thing is like, you got to think who's going to make you the most money. Because, yeah, it got something to do with the fans, but it got also something to do with how you're going to build your company around. And plus, like, everybody learns, like, when it comes to business, that you got to do to pay your employees and pay, like, everybody else that is in your company and all that stuff. And, like, and that's why I said, like, some of the fans shouldn't even talk, because it's like, how are you going to get mad because this one person is not, like, this one person ain't on the top of the food chain in the WWE, but you're not there, like, signing, like, not signing, but you're not there saying, oh, I want you to sign my autograph, cheering or booing them, or you're not doing any of their meet and greets or anything like that, or buying their merchandise. You're not doing none of that. So, like, why complain about something that you as a fan are not doing? That's what I don't get. But just the main thing is like, you want to see, like, your favorites get, like, you know, win championships and stuff like that, and you want to see your, you know, you want to see your wrestlers, like, the number one. Like, you want to have that. You want to have that, oh, sorry. And, like, if you want. Oh, I died. If you want to, had that number one wrestler be the top of the charts, you got to support them. It's like, you want your friends, like, support you, things you do and stuff like that. You, like, you got to support, like, people that's out there that's trying to, you know, do what they're trying to do, like, to feed their family or make the best of what they can do with their career. And either fans are behind them or they're not. So my point is, and I know I probably went, like, on a while about it, and the point is, this, the people that's working their butts off, they're not the ones that that are the problem with the wrestling business or whatever. The problem is the fans. And it's just like, give some of these wrestlers a break. Like, they work their butts off and stuff like that. Especially ones that's working hard. Not the ones that's just like, oh, because I'm this great person, I'm going to, I'll get everything I want or anything like that. Just get some of these wrestlers, like, just get some of these wrestlers like Roman Reigns and John Cena and stuff a chance, because they doing their thing, but you guys ain't doing yours. Just leave it at that. So, just going to talk about a little bit about Monday Night Raw. We will get to that in a minute.
Come on. look up. Feeding you cause you wanna hook up with me.
You know you wanna hook up. Stop playing.
Instead of acting like you're supposed to, you got an attitude like you're too good for me.
We know that.
And you know good and damn well that. Trying to clown you, but you're too damn old to play high school games with me.
You know that, man. Too damn old.
Yes, you do. Cause even when I'm not around you, I be hearing from my friends you be asking about me.
What's up with him? That's what you be saying.
I don't really care. How long you been together with your man? It's just a matter of time before I take your mind. I wanna make it clear. So there's no misunderstanding that I get what I want when I want. And that's why I can take it from you, man. Please believe me. I can have you eating up the palm of my hand. And all your little girlfriends too. Yes, I can and I will.
Promo, it was really good. like, I have no complaints about that. So I know, because there are some of y'all, because there was like an article out that was like, oh, Charlotte King cut a promo, da-da-da-da. It's just like, well, it's also, but also it's like, who put that out there? Bleacher Report. It's just people, if you want to, something about Bleacher Report, they report the news and stuff, but it's also, when they talk about, oh, this need to happen, this need to happen, that's their opinions. It's not the fact that this should happen or that's supposed to happen. It's mainly, oh, crap. Okay, I didn't screw up. Good. The main thing is like, this is about, like, it's opinions don't always matter. It's like, just opinion. What matters is if it's a fact. Well, I have no problem with Charlotte. I think she's doing pretty good as a Divas champion and all that, but like I said, people always got to put their two cents in. But anyways, so that match will be worth looking for this Sunday. But anyways, of course you got Survivor Series this Sunday. You also got, you know, show I'm doing this Sunday as well. And this is a lot. It's like a big weekend in Wisconsin wrestling going on. If you want to know about more information about any other shows besides just mine and stuff like that, go to WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org. Check out upcoming events, not only just in Wisconsin, but we also got a page that, you know, they got upcoming events worldwide as well that you can check out as well. So hope you'll get a chance, check it out. Clapback will be back, and for the first 2 weeks, I will interview the winner of the tournament, then I'm going to interview the winner of the Rumble match the next week. And I already got like a couple of stuff like lined up for the next 4 weeks, so hopefully y'all get a chance to check that out. Right on here on Blog Talk Radio Network. Is there any more I gotta say? So, oh yeah, like I said, Ring of Honor was pretty awesome. There's some pics up on my page, so check out my page on Facebook and just look at the photos. And Ring of Honor, it was an awesome show. So, rumor was they're gonna be back at June 12th, but just don't quote me on that just yet. So, we'll see sooner or later. But, and let me get out of here. Hopefully y'all tune in. Well, just look out for us. Look for my page on Facebook and look for WFSO Radio Network on Facebook as well for, like, upcoming stuff what had to do with this radio show and this radio network. So just stay tuned for that. But until then, I will talk to you guys. Oh, yeah, you can also order this WFSO King of the State for $4.99. Just go to cleangen.com, Wrestling Fans Speak Out, WFSO King of the State, 2015. So if you need the link, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Until then, y'all, see y'all that Sunday.